Okay, what might we clarify on this? This whole talk this morning could have been on the basis of why HC works. I intended to talk to you about something else this morning in addition to this and didn't get a chance to cover it. And that is the handling of these things called theta bodies and so forth. Every once in a while you exteriorize a precure and you find him in a theta body or something of the sort. Actually, you try to do very much with this body and you get terribly confused about what you were doing. Well, the truth of the matter is the body isn't in this universe, it's in another universe, but it is in this universe. That's one of those horrible maybes. And all you do with it is simply run exteriorization by distance. You can run 8C, you see, and then start running exteriorization by distance. What distance could he tolerate? This is a fast way to run it. What distance could he tolerate to this body? What distance could the body tolerate to him? These bodies are sometimes rigged up to be very agglutinous, very sticky. Once in a while, you run into a preclear. He puts his, quote, hand in Lacethetan. He's got a black theta body or a demon body or something of the sort, and he'll have exteriorized sometime or another. He'll put his hand against a physical universe wall, and his hand will stick. Scares him. Boy, that really scares a preclear. He goes back inside, and you have a hell of a time fishing him out. Well, the joke in that case is the hands of such a body are tailored to do that. It isn't that that wall will stick to a thetan, but it'll stick to a body which is tailor-made to stick to a wall. Want it? And they get these when they get anxious about handling and controlling bodies. They'll mock up or get or steal or do something with, get a hold of a body and control this body with this other body. They can't slide out of this body then as long as they've got another superimposed body on it. And that's a black body. Very, very curious. Sometimes has cat feet. Sometimes has small ears. Sometimes has a long tail. Sometimes it's damn near visible. Sometimes they have eyes on the side of the body, out to the side, just to frighten people more than anything else. Sometimes they have cat faces. Sometimes the faces are horrible dead things, you know, completely deadpan. And so on. They're really weird, weird business. But they're just made out of a set of postulates that they, just like this body you're sitting in right this minute. Well, now, if exteriorization is so awfully important, why aren't we doing more of it right this minute? Or are we? Hmm? That's right.